Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you wanted to make sure to give Doug LaMaurice a heads up on something else. We're talking to Doug today. Very excited about having Doug on. And I'm very curious to see what he thinks about not only the Michigan game, but the playoff field and whether he is loving this right now. But we're going to have him on at 9. And you texted him at what time this morning, Kenny?
Hold on. Let me look.
In the 3 o'clock hour,
I presume? No, it wasn't that early.
Okay, 4 o'clock hour?
5 a.m. exactly.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's not as bad, but...
What's the earliest text I sent this morning?
Yeah, I don't know Doug's home life and his situation.
But my buddy named DeLuch, that was 3:20 this morning. A guy from Akron, 3:21 this morning. You at 3:20 this morning, but you don't count.
Yeah. So I did see that. I did see that pretty early before I tried to go back to bed. Mm. So that is interesting.
Because Akron won last night, that's why I texted.
Heck yeah, they did.
They won. They beat Toledo.
We had that in about last night. Use your Odyssey app.
Boom.
So I found that very interesting. And I started asking around. I go, Owen, do you ever text anybody that early? Because my nervousness always is that they don't do the same do not disturb that I have. There's only two people in the world that can break through. I should probably add my sister and make it three. That can break through my sleep based on the do not disturb stipulations.
I'm not one of them.
You are not one of them. Because this is what I feared is that Kenny, I cannot responsibly... I can't trust you.
You don't want a goofy video from Ken at
2:58.
No, he just doesn't want to be texted at that,
to
at that hour at all.
To pierce through and wake me up.
Yeah.
My wife, if need be, if for whatever reason she wasn't with me, I would need that. And Owen. And the reason I have Owen there is...
Owen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is if I need to be woken up if for some reason I missed my alarm.
Because Anthony knows if I'm trying to get a hold of him at that time of the day, it's business only. We aren't having one of those...
So
good,
I asked you,
all right, that's fair.
You weren't worried at all that that text might wake up Doug at 5 a.m.?
Didn't cross my mind. I just assumed he had it on Do Not Disturb.
Which a lot of people do. I mean, there's no doubt a lot of people do. I mean, I've texted people at like 10 o'clock at night, and it's right. It immediately says, what's the... It's like...
It says they have notifications off.
Yeah, something like that.
And then it asks, do you want to notify him anyway? And then you press it. And it like dances on the screen.
Well, now you're playing God, and that
I have to do it with my teenage children who think they don't need their fathers.
That's okay.
Oh,
yeah.
There will be harsh consequences in the Carmen House. But either way, this is not about them. This is about me. You're saying that I should understand that I should be better than this.
I just think some people.
What's the earliest I can text people?
Yeah, if you text people, I think there are some people where that could potentially wake them up.
It's just like, top of mind.
Where it's not one of your normal texters, right?
I don't text Doug a lot.
You text a ton of people, but
yeah, I do.
Like your normal texters would be anyone at this station. Well, anyone involved with the show, right? Anyone that you have a friendly group thread going on with. I'd say other than that, you know, the people you consider your best friends. Those are the ones that are not family or
business.
Yeah,
but even
business.
Them might be bothered by it. So what's your list I can text somebody?
Because I think it's got to be 7 a.m.
7? No, yeah. That's way too late. There's business to be taken care of.
Well, if it's a business text, then 6.
Man, 7 seems legit.
What are you doing with the rest of your day?
What is the reason that you need to get a hold of somebody that is not... Not somebody who you always text.
So I will tell you.
Any earlier than 7 a.m.
I help run a local youth wrestling organization.
You do.
And we discuss business things. I will not text those guys on there. Things that hey, we've got till the afternoon to make an answer on this. I'm not texting those guys at 7 in the morning.
Well,
until 7 in the morning.
He's the head coach. Because
if they're up at that time, they're generally getting ready for their busy days and their busy lives.
He's not the president yet, but I don't want to influence the election, so I can't say it yet.
Of course, you got a running mate. But.
Yeah, is he going on the Rogan podcast? That'll put him past the...
I think he'd probably love to be on the Rogan podcast, to be honest with you. Anyway, he runs a business, so I assume he's up when I go to text him at 5 a.m. He runs a business.
You know what happens?
He's a
when
contractor.
You assume, don't you, kid?
I make an ass out of him.
The only people
you need
that,
to be up.
Me,
you're
the
right.
Only people I will text that early is the people that know my schedule and know that will send me a text at 10:58 at night. Where even if I'm still up, even if
oh,
the
you're
game's
not responding,
on,
yeah.
we're not having a correspondence.
You don't want
at that
back
time.
And forth.
So they will get that 3:30 in the morning text just of my response. Just hey. Know that I thought you were too late. I'm going to be a little early.
Well, for me, business closes at 8. That's when the thing goes off.
Yeah, I'm a 7 to 7 guy, I think. Before
ooh,
7, after 7.
Depends if I'm all drinking. Right. If I'm drinking, I'm open for business.
Now, there is differences.
I'm ready to text.
And people do know if it's Thursday night, getting texts at 11:30.
I'm a lot more different than you. When I'm drinking, the phone goes away. I put the phone and the guns away. It probably right. goes in the
they're
same
loaded weapons.
Probably yeah. for the better. Yeah. Some of my best tweets have come and my worst tweets have come after 10 p.m.
Okay, fine. It's top of mind. So if I send it, I think if I don't send it then, I'm going to forget. And then because we got Doug on at 9. I wanted to remind Doug of something I'm going to ask. And I wanted him to be prepared for it, and I didn't want to be sitting there at 8:57 going, oh my God, I forgot to text Doug before Doug comes on at 9. That's what I was trying to avoid. So I guess we got to ask, I don't want to lead the interview with Doug at 9 o'clock with, woken up by my but I'll ask him. I ask him coming up at 9 o'clock, all right? I'll ask him, what's the earliest I can text somebody outside of our circle? I might ask Bob, these are not morning now, guys. I mean, it's Bob Haney, Mo Egger, and Chris Mueller coming up. Maybe I can ask them.
What if you text the guy at 5 a.m. about a work thing, but you could have just asked him in person yesterday at 11?
I put Hody's mic on, but I don't want to put Hody's mic on. That's what he should have done,
Hody
especially
has
our
no
boss.
Idea. Hody has no idea, does he? He's being targeted.
I already
there.
Texted Mo, Chris, and Bob, and I've not heard back from one of them.
Hody has no idea right now.
Off it goes.
Oh, man.
Off. Yeah, see ya. And that's why. All right, coming up at 9 o'clock, Doug LeMaurice is going to join us on the show. He is the host of Kings of the North on YouTube. You've read him in the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com for some time. He's one of the authorities when it comes to Ohio State football, and he's a big friend of ours and fan of ours, and we're fans of him, and that's why we're joining him, or he's joining us at 9 o'clock. Up next, Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, on a big name joining the Ravens mid-season. Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati. Where are they still trying to salvage their season, or are they going to go quietly into the Ohio River? And Chris Mueller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Did the Browns expose the Steelers for the rest of the league, or is Mike Tomlin just blaming things on the refs not seeing George Pickens being pulled out of the end zone? That's the way they're saying it in Pittsburgh. It's all coming up during Around the AFC North next on The Fan.